Okay, we are back to the mitzvah shiur. Hope everybody had a wonderful yontif and a meaningful and enjoyable chag. And let's try to get back to a regular schedule now with our mitzvahs. We are up to mitzvah 124, mitzvah kuf chav dalet. We are still in Parshas Vayikra. As we continue, we're in Perek Hey. We're in the last Perek of Parshas Vayikra. But we have done Chatas and Mincha and Shlamim. And the last mitzvah that we did was the Olav Yored. Within the Olav Yored, if you remember, was the carbon that, depending on your tax bracket, it is a carbon chatas if you bring a behemoth, but if one is too poor, they bring an ola and a chatas bird. So related to that, there is a separate mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? It says in Perek Hey, Pasuk Ches. Start with Pasuk Zayin. V'mos agia yado deyse, if your person doesn't have enough money to bring a sheep, v'hiviyas ha-shamo asher chata, shtei torim o shtei b'nei yonah l'ashem. Then he has to bring two birds, echad l'chatas ve'echad l'ola. One for a chatas, one for an ola. We discussed in the last mitzvah why all of a sudden, if you did a chait, and you have to do a chatas, what's the purpose of the ola? The chatas and the ola. What is the purpose? Because after all, if you go to the really poor carbon, which we'll talk about, Be'ez Hashem, in the next mitzvah, if you really don't have any dali dalim, you don't even have money for birds, you just bring a mincha, which is a chatas. It's a chatas. So the richest have to bring a chatas, and the poorest have to bring a chatas, and the middle one, for some reason, brings a chatas and an ola bird. So we discussed that last time. But there's a special halacha by the bird. So the chatas and the ola, v'hevio samel kohen. You bring it to the kohen, v'hikriv es asher lachatas rishona, and first you bring the chatas. Chatas always goes before the ola. We had that Gemara in Zvachim. First you get rid of the sin, the Sur Meiran, then you have the Asay Tov. So you get rid of the Chatas, you bring the Chatas first, Umalakas Roshomi Molar Po, and one does the Avoda called Malika, instead of Shchita, which is done by Behemos and Chayos. A Behema, you shech the animal with a knife, and it goes from the bottom of the neck where you hit the simanim first. But by birds we know, instead of shchita, the substitute avoda done by the kohen is malika. Malika done with the kohen's right fingernail. And he cuts the head of the bird in that way. Umalakas rosho mimol arpo, from the back. You go through the bone first. Mimol arpo, from the neck in the back. Velo yavdil. Those two words is the subject of today's mitzvah. Velo yavdil, there is an isser of separating the head totally by a chatas ha'of. By an olas ha'of, it's separated. But by a chatas ha'of, there's an isser of lo yavdil. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalo lahavdil harosh b'chatas ha'of. When it's an isser to separate the head by chatas ha'of. Shalo yafred ha'koin bin ha'of ha'bal ha'karban. V'huenik v'chatas ha'of harosh bin ha'guf kishi yimlok oso. When a koin does malika, he's not allowed to separate it totally. She'ne emar u'malakas roshom yimolar po below yavdil. U'pirish malika, first the Chinuch explains what malika is. She'no eitz ha'koin b'tziparnav. A koin sticks his fingernail mimolar po from the back of the neck. Dehainu ha'etzem ha'nikra etzem ha'mafrekes. The back of the spine, the back of the neck, which connects to the spine, v'chotecha etzem b'tziparnav ad shemagil simanim, and he cuts with his fingernail all the way until he gets to the simanim, the food pipe and the windpipe, v'chotech gama simanim b'tziparnav, and he cuts the simanim also, cuts the simanim, o rubo shel echad mehem. Or he cuts most of one of them. You know, for a shchita to be kosher, or for a malika to be kosher, you need rov simon by a bird, and rov shtei simon by a behema. So here, he cuts the simonim or rov, v'zosi shchitaso shel chatas ha'of. This is the shchita of chatas ha'of. Interestingly, he does not say this is done instead of shchita. The language of the chinuch of your medayik is that he says this is the shchita of the chatas ha'of. We'll get back to that in a minute. V'tzarach shiachavein ha'kohen shel yachtach ha'kol lagamrei. The kohen should be mechavein that he does not cut it totally. Ashi nifrad harosh min haguf v'alzeh ne'amar v'lo yavdil. That's the yisod ha'raisa. Big discussion in the Achronim. Rabbi Chana Wasserman has this, and Rabbi Yosef Engel has this as well. Rabbi Chana has it in Kovetz Ha'aretz and Yevamos in Siman Lamed Ches Os Beis, and Rabbi Yosef Engel in Asmin Daraisa Siman Aleph Dibur Maskel V'Hine. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, there are at least three that he could think of actions done to an animal, which is a way that we kill the animal, but it is not shchita. And the question is, are these the halachic shchita? Or, these are instead of shchita, and you don't have to do shchita to these animals. A big nafkamina. Can you, well, let's see the examples, then we'll say the nafkaminas. Number one, seir ha-mishtaleach. The seir that's pushed off the cliff on Yom Kippur. One seir goes la-shem, and the seir la-zazel is pushed off the cliff. The language of the Gemara in Yuma, daf samach dalet, is, dechiyaso la-tzuk zuhi shchitaso. Pushing it off the cliff, is it shchita? And the Gemara even says there, if you have a Seir Mishtaleach whose mother was shechted that day, you cannot use the baby for the Seir Lazazel, because it's the Isser of Osov Esbeno, which we'll get to, Bez Hashem, later on. The Isser of Shechita, you know, shecht a mother and a child on the same day. So that's the, what do you mean? This isn't a Shechita. It is. Techiyasu Letzuk Zui Shechita. So number one. And then you have it also by Egla Arufa. By Egla Arufa, we also do not shecht the Egla. We break its neck. We do Arifas Egla. That's why it's called Arufa. To Arifasa Zuhi Shchitasa. That is number two, in Egla Arufa. And Chulin David Zayini quotes, Nechira Bamidbar Zuhi Shchitasa. Before Bnei Yisrael were commanded about Shchita. Nechira, just killing the animal. In any way, that is Ishchita. So the question is asked the Asman Daraisa, what about Malika? Do we say Malika is the Shchita of birds when it comes to Kachim? Or do we say, no, this is not Shchita. This is a different Malika, a different avoda. It takes the place of Shchita, but it isn't a quasi Shchita. And my nafkamina, what about Osov Esbeno? Or I'll give you another example. Is there Tumah? Is there Tumas Nevela after one does Malika? Or, conceptually, how do we look at the fact that a Kohen is allowed to eat Chata Sa'of? Kohen's allowed to eat it. It's Kachi Kachim. Is that he's allowed to eat it because it's Nishchat? Or do we say it's really a Nevela, but the Torah gives a special heter for you to eat it? So that's the big shiloh in the acronym. Says the Asmid Araisa. He assumes all of these are that is the shchita, and therefore nearlinias daiti the kshenina Torah mitzvah shchita chilka osa. When the Torah said shchita, the Torah was mechalik within the world of shchita. This is how you do shchita here, and this is how you do shchita there. The bechulin tihya menat savar ubesakin uba of kachim bifnim tihya shchita biyad umina oref. Ubamidra tiyashchita v'nechira, ubeegla rufo besir aydei tchiyasu letzok. Well, lefiza nira, that's why all of these are quasi-shchita that take the place of shchita. Well, lefiza nira, and then he continues, dekamote b'shochet chulin min ha'oref einenu shchita klal. Just like if you did shchitas chulin from the wrong side, it's not a shchita. So too, if you do what we call shchita by a bird, Kachim, minatzavar, then it was also not shchita, because you did the wrong thing. The Torah tells you exactly what you're supposed to do by different types of animals. So that is the Asman Daraisa in Aleph, in Simon Aleph, and that's the Kovetz Ha'aretz in Simon Lamed Ches, Os Beis. So he talks about the same thing as well. He says there is no Tumah, right? It's just the question of a heter for a czar being able to do it or not. Okay, we continue now. Just one ha'ara. He says here, when he talks about the Isser of cutting, he says, Chotech, you cut the bone until you get to the simanim, and you cut the simanim, or rove of Echad Mehen. If you look at Minchas Chinuch Oz Beis, Minchas Chinuch points out a machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi. What exactly does it mean, severing the head of the Chata Sa'of? What exactly does that mean? The Rambam following, or the Chinuch that follows the Rambam, they both hold that even if you cut the Simanim, you have not violated the Issur D'oraisa, and you could cut the Simanim, as long as it's attached in any way. The Rambam says, Rashai lachto kol ha-simanim v'lo havi avdallah, kivet she-mechubur harosh la-guf al-yidei ha-or. It's attached by the skin, that's good enough, according to the Rambam. That's not called sever, that's not called lo yavdil. But if you look in Rashi, Mesech Zvachim, and Daf Samach Dalid, and you don't even have to look deep, look at Chumash. Rashi on Chumash, on this pasuk, what does Rashi say, lo yavdil? Rashi says, Eino molek ela simin echad. One simin is what you do. If you do more than one simin, according to the Rashi, that's already muvdal. Even if it's physically attached by the skin, that's not called attached. So it's a machlokas rishonim. What is called attached? What is havdalah? Does it have to be attached by basar? By simanim? Do you need that to be attached? And if not, it's not called attached? Well, that's Rashi. Or the Rabbi and the Chinuch both say, no, even if you cut the simanim, it's still attached as long as it's attached by the R. Might be lumdis, whether the R is considered really part of the animal. How do you look at skin? Is skin part of the animal, or is it just the casing and the shell of the animal halachically? That might be the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Okay, we continue now. Kfar Amaru b'mitzvahs b'nei Abaye says the Chinuch. Now let's get into some of the hashkava by the mitzvah. I've already said, and here he's going to say it again. Shein bani cholos v'gam lo la'asher katano avemi masneinu limso taina gam al tzad apshat b'prati akabanis. I can't find a reason and hashkava behind every single mitzvah is very hard. I'll do most of them and what I could do, but this one's a little challenging. What should I say about Malika? So he's going to give one or two ideas. The Inyan, first he's going to talk about Malika in general, because this is the mitzvah that relates to, purely to Oaf, and then he's going to talk about this specific one as well. The Inyan Malika v'asar shel yavdil, the Inyan Malika, and the Isser of separating. Gamzemi pratia karbanhu. It's a prat, it's a detail, so it's hard to explain. V'yach emana asher lo yachish lahotzi kol rucho yuchal lahashiv. I could say as follows. Ki ulai bidvar hamalika nasis biyad hakohen b'chatas ha'of. Why b'chatas ha'of is a malika done with the hand of a kohen? Shehu karban shel ani. Remember, birds are brought by the poor. They're brought by the aniyim. That's who brings birds. Remez. So why are you allowed to do it with your hand? Why malika? Sheyemayr kol adam b'tachlas amir sarcho shel ani. Because you have a poor person there. He's probably embarrassed. He's looking around. He feels very self-conscious. He's chote. So everybody's self-conscious already that you're a chote, but you're bringing a bird. So you're not only a sinner, but you're a poor sinner. So you're really embarrassed. So we want to get you out of here and do it as fast as we can. Because you're saved from the embarrassment. So you don't have to go search for a knife. Just use your hand. Number one, you don't have to go search for a knife. Just use your fingernail. We make it very easy for the Kohen. And not only because of the embarrassment, because the Ani's losing work. We have to be more careful about the Ani's loss of Parnassa because he has to bring this to the Beis HaMikdash and take care of his spiritual business. We want to get him back to work as soon as we can. So that's why we don't make you use a knife, just do Malika. Gam lahaflika mehirus, also we say, Amar sheyaskla mimol arpo. Also, it takes a few extra seconds. It's amazing, even a few seconds, but the Torah is medactic, even about a few seconds, because every moment is of infinite value. You can start from the back of the neck, you don't have to do from the front of the neck, which is a little harder, turning the animal over. Ki ha'mucha no yado, that's the one that's right in front of you, on the back of it. V'lo yitztarech la'hafich ha'tzavar al-tzad ha'simanim. You don't have to turn over the neck to the side of the simanim. Every moment is precious. I've quoted before the beautiful story that when Avtali Trump, the Granat, when the Granat was the Rebbe in the Chavetz Chaim's yeshiva, when he was sick towards the end of his life, Rachman al-Tzlan, so they were going around the yeshiva, they were being no their time to the Granat. This one was giving, I'm going to give 3 hours of my life to Rabbi Naftali. I'm going to give this. They're all being no der to try to give, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him a little more Arichas Yamim. So each giving 5 hours, a week, a month, they're all giving be no der time. They go to the Chafetz Chaim, the Chassidim Chafetz Chaim. Do you want to be no Dave? You want to give some time to the Rosh Yeshiva, to the Granat? So the Chafetz Chaim thinks for a few minutes. He goes back and forth. He's thinking, he's like, okay, put me down for 5 minutes. 5 minutes? They're like, Rebbe, 5 minutes? What was the message? Chafetz Chaim's 5 minutes. That was infinite. That was a tremendous mesira that the Chafetz Chaim gave. But for him, 5 minutes was everybody else. It was a month. But that was what he taught them with that. He meant it. He wasn't teaching them. He was just teaching them a lesson. He meant it. He wanted to give 5 minutes because that was of tremendous value. Right, so to here, the Chinuch says the reason that Malika is done by a bird is because you don't have to look for a knife, and you don't have to turn the animal over, just do it quickly to make sure the Ani can get back to his work and he's not embarrassed. V'yodei shrem ez binyan Malika, another idea he says, shehimi mol ha'oref, what's another reason why we have it mimol ha'oref? B'torim u'b'nei yona, by the birds, shenim shali yisrael bahem, shloniyuk she'oref. 2 points. Number one, because Bnei Yisrael are compared to birds, and Bnei Yisrael are described as Kishay Oref. If you look in the Torah in 4 places, think it 4 places, for at least 4 places, the Torah describes Bnei Yisrael as Kishay Oref, and it's always in the context of the Egel. Perek Lamedalin and Shmos, Pasuk Tes. Vayomerim, no, Matzasi Chein Beinecha, Hashem. Yelech no Hashem Bekerbeinu. When Hashem says, I'm not going to go, I'm going to send the Malach, so Moshe says, no, they want you. Ki am Kishay Orefu, because they are a stubborn nation. They are hard of neck. The Mefarshim here try to struggle. I'm not going to do it now. The Eben Ezra and others and the Rabban. How do you read the Pasuk? Previously Hashem had said, I'm not going with them because they're Kshei Oref. Moshe says, please go with them. You have to go with them because they're Kshei Oref. Isn't Kshei Oref a reason for Hashem not to come directly because he's going to get upset at them? So the Parshanim try to figure out exactly how to read the Pasuk. But either way, Bnei Yisrael are described as an Am Kshei Oref. Hard of the neck, we don't turn. We're stubborn. We're a certain way, and we don't like to change. That's where the name Arpa. If you look in Sefer Rus, the name Arpa comes from Kishay Orif, because she turns her neck. The names, once heard from by Alan Schwartz, that the names in Rus are probably more illustrative and graphic than in any other Sefer in Tanakh. You have Arpa, Ploni Almoni, Boaz is Baoz, and many of the others. Machlon and Kilion, right, all the names in Sefer Rus are very graphic. So Arpa comes from the word Kishay Oref. If you look at Rav Sternbach says, Ahari says in Tam Badas, he says, sometimes it works for our benefit, Kishay Oref. He says, yes, of course it's a negative, but Venira Sha'omar Zoslo Ma'alasam. But sometimes it's Ma'alasam that we never leave. If we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're Kishay Oref, even if we're tortured. Sheva Midas Kashis Arpa Muchul Lakaima Torah Velasim Atsoni Yisbarach. We push ourselves and are most of ourselves. This is what has kept us alive in the Umos, because we are Kshei Oref. We're stubborn, we don't give in to the Umos. So it works both ways. And that's why Moshe says, Ashiyelech Hashem Bekirbeinu. That's why Moshe says that Hashem should go with them, not a Malach, because we are Kshei Oref, and that is also a Maila, not only a Chisaron. Those are interesting Ha'ara, that he says here that we are Kshei Oref, but also Dafka Torim Ubnei Yonah. The Gemara says that we're compared to Bnei Yonah. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Memtas, and Shabbos Koflam, the same Gemara is quoted, the end of the Gemara of Elisha Bakanafayim. Elisha Bakanafayim was the one who wore tefillin, even at a time of Gzeira, and then they were gonna kill him, so he started running away, and as he's running away, he gets to a fence, he gets to a dead end, he takes off his tefillin, puts it in his hand, and the guard says, "What do you have in your hand?" And he opens his hand, and lo and behold, a Yonah, a dove, flies out. A tremendous nace that occurred, and that's why he was known as Elisha Baal Kanafayim. So the end of that Gemara says, why dafka a Yonah? Because the Gemara says that Bnei Yisrael are nimshal to a Yonah, like the Chinuch just says here. Ma Yonah knafeha meginos aleha. Just like a Yonah, its wings protect it. Af Yisrael mitzvos meginos alehen. So to Bnei Yisrael, mitzvos protect it. Just like the Yonah is protected by the wings, so the Bnei Yisrael are protected by mitzvahs. What exactly is the connection? So Rashi says, by all kriyach knafeh maginos aleha minatzina umikol of, va'adam haba alehi nilchemes umake barosh gapa, mashenkim b'shar ofos. They, the Yonahs, hit with their wings, so do we hit with our mitzvahs. Our mitzvahs protect us, and nobody can touch us as long as we're doing our mitzvahs. They are part of us, and they protect us. Tosfos quotes a medrash there that says, all other birds, when they're tired, they stop flying. They go on a rock and they stop flying. But a Yonah, b'sha'ashihi yageya, porachas ba'achas, v'ninochis ba'achas. But by a Yonah flies with one wing, but keeps flying, and rests with the other wing. It takes turns, but it never stops flying. So to mitzvahs, maybe by mitzvahs, even if we're resting from one mitzvah, the other mitzvah keeping us going. Right, so now, we just finished the Chag, we're resting for the mitzvah of Matzah, we're resting for the mitzvah of the Chag, from Aliyah L'Regel, but the other mitzvahs are keeping us. There's never a stoppage of any mitzvahs, that's Tosfos. By the way, the Ritva on that Gemara, in Shabbos and Daf Mem Tes, quotes this idea of Tosfos. Mitzvahs were compared to a Yonah, and quotes the Gaonim, Ki Yonah Yesh LaTeva, Shein Bo Aleh Of Gadol, Bavir Rekiah, Hi Nechemes B'Knafecha, V'Nismechas HaKaf Nafsheini. It could fight with one wing, and it could fly with one wing, so two mitzvahs. And then he says, V'Al Zeh, that's why there is some that have the minug of leaving their tefillin open when they wrap it up in the tzura of wings, kenafayim, right? As a zecher to this name. That's the Ritva, Elisha Baal Kanafayim. If you ever see somebody who has their tefillin, the wrapping that goes around the shalrosh, but they leave it out, that's related to this story. Okay, let us continue. Vay, the next paragraph in the Chinuch. V'inyin Isser Avdalas HaRosh Min HaGuf Davar Ra'i Hu L'Hidra HaKarban. Also, separating, the Isser of separating the head is Ra'i. Why? Ki Be'emes K'Sherosh HaOf Davaki Mohu Yosir Mehudar. When the head is on the Karban, even though it's killed, it's more beautiful. When the head is off, it looks disgusting. Or at least, more disgusting. V'Ra'i L'Ono L'Hadir Karbano Shalani B'Chol Kocheinu. And we have to be Mahadir and glorify the Karban of the Ani as much as we can. Dai Lo Ba'ani Yuso. He's poor enough. Just the poverty itself is enough bad for him, and therefore we want to do as little as we can, as we must do, in order to bring his carbon. We don't want his carbon to be any less than any others, and therefore we leave on the head. This is all based on the Yisod, that carbonus are all to be kaveh in us, mailos, and midos, tovos. If you look in the If you look in the Otzros HaTorah, I mentioned this in a Parsha Shir last year, a beautiful thought from the Shemi Shmuel. He quotes, why dafka by an Olas HaOf? An Olas HaOf. You have to cut off the head, and by Achadas HaOf, you're not allowed to cut off the head. So says the Shemi Shmuel, Olas HaOf, Ola is Ba'al Hihuri Alev, is because on the thoughts of the heart. So ask the Shemi Shmuel, why is it Hihuri Alev? It should be Hihuri HaMoach, not Hihuri Alev. So says the Shemi Shmuel, a lot of times, things go into our head and we can't control it. It's hard, it goes into our brain. It's very hard to control. What we can't control is when it goes from the brain to the heart, when it becomes part of us, and the desire, that's what we can control. So the problem by the Hihuri Alev is that we let it go from the Moach to the Lev. No, you have to stop it. And that's why, by an Olas HaOf, you have to cut it off. Because that's to show that that's what you should have done. You should have stopped it by the brain. Masha'enkein Chatos. What's Chatos? Chatos is always brought by a Shogeg. Chatos is always brought by a Shogeg. What's a Shogeg? You weren't thinking. I wasn't thinking that it was Shabbos. I wasn't thinking that it was this. That's Chatos. It was Shogeg. Meaning there was a disconnect. I should have been more focused on my brain to my heart. And that's why you're not allowed to separate it. That's the Shemi Shmuel on the Otzros HaTorah on Daf Chav, Pesh Chav and Chav Aleph. Dafka, the difference between a Chatos HaOf and an Olas HaOf. Weiter, Dini HaMitzvah, next paragraph. Komash Amr Zachronim Lavracha, Ketzen Ochei Zachronim Pachadus Ochei Pachadus Malika. How does the Kohen hold it? Ochei Shtei Raglia Ochei Shtei Etzpa Osav. He holds, the Kohen has to hold the 2 feet of the Oaf between two of his fingers. Uf Shtei Gapeh Be Shtei Etzpa Osav and two of its wings between the fingers. In other words, Malika is an Avodah, says the Kohen has to do everything with his right hand. Umotech Tzavah El Rochav Shtei Etzpa Osav Umolach. And he has to stretch out the neck, all holding the wings, holding the legs, holding everything, stretch it out and do Malika all with his right hand. There are a couple of avodos that are described in the Gemara Maseches Menachos as very difficult avodos. This is one of them. Doing Malika all with the right hand. If he was Mishana, so then it's okay, but the Evid is okay if he was Mishana. But really, he's supposed to do it all Chachila with his right hand. The Chinuch ends off anywhere on the Mizbeach is Kasher for Malika. If you look in Os Aleph of the Minchas Chinuch, he says, L'chadchila, the Mishnah in Zvachim, in the sixth parak, says it should be done. Malika Zov is done on the southwest side, southwest corner of the Mizbeach. The Mishnah there in Zvachim, Parak Vav, Mishnah Bey, says there were 6 things that were done on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. This was one of them. 3 above and 3 below. But Milamato, one of them is Chatas HaOf. Chatas HaOf is done below, and Olas HaOf is done above. Right? The Chatas HaOf, also, that's all done in the southwest corner, but really can be done anywhere in the Azara. It's Machlokas Rishonim, in Zvachim Samach Gimel, exactly. Is it better to do it on the Mizbeach? Is it L'chadchila to do it anywhere in the Heichal? But that in the Azara, but that is a discussion of where. But the Avid, for sure, anywhere, it can be done anywhere. The language of the Chinuch is kol makom in a mizbeach, anywhere on the mizbeach, kashal malika. Other Rishonim, if you look again in the Shidmu Kubeses, in Zvachim Samach Gimel, it causes a machlokas between the Baal Amor and the Ravid, only on the mizbeach or anywhere in the entire Azara. Pirish, Gamzeh, Viter in the Chinuch. Pirish, Gamzeh, Namar Shu, Lamar, and Yonah Shalani, also can be done anywhere on the mizbeach. To do it quickly, so you don't have to go to specific places on the Mizbeach. Lefichach ein lo makom miyuchad. V'noheges b'zana bayis b'kohanim uv'chaladam. This business applies by kohanim and by anybody who separates a chadas ha'of, the head from the body. They are going to get malchus. Okay, we'll stop here. Meshem, we will continue with the next mitzvah coming up.